I'm John Erger with a long weekend, but still kind of a fun weekend edition of the Ozone Video Mailbag. And Joe from Jacksonville writes, Ozone, Sunday, I mean, come on, how disappointing was that? Well, no doubt the San Diego loss was disappointing. And if the game was played between the 20s, the outcome might have been different. But the red zone counts. So it's time to table the playoff talk for a while. Too bad. Could have been fun. Sam from Washington, D.C. writes, Zone, it's December. The calendar says so. And you know the saying, never argue with the calendar. What does December mean to you? Come on! Now, Cole from Bay Meadows writes, while cleaning your garage, did you or did you not find childhood photos of your rival, Tony Boselli, from a story you wrote for the Florida Times-Union back in 95? And was there indeed a photo of him riding a mechanical bull? Say it so, Zone. Oh, please say it so. Oh, it's so. It's so, so.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Now, Jeff from Ponte Vedra, Florida writes, well, the red zone bit us against San Diego. Please, Zone, tell us when this gets made right. Now, play calling and execution are always a factor when something's not working, and those could improve. But red zone efficiency, it's mostly about experience on offense, particularly at quarterback. The more experience he gets, and the more he has seen, and the more he can process, the better Blake Bortles will get in the red zone. Now, Dave from Mandarin writes, Zone, sticking it to the man? No doubt!
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Now, Nick from Clearwater writes, is Allen Robinson really that good? Is he a Pro Bowl player? Well, I don't know that he makes the Pro Bowl this season. Reputation has a lot to do with that game, and Robinson is still building that rep. But is he that good? Well, it appears so, and he's getting better by the week. He's better at this stage than I thought he would be, and I thought he'd be pretty good. Not You from Jacksonville writes, listening to Eric Carmen's Hungry Eyes on repeat. Shatter exciting. Now, Tina from Virginia Beach, Virginia writes, why, oh, why don't we use T.J. Yeldon? Well, the Jaguars do use T.J. Yeldon. Now, a pretty strong case can be made they didn't use him enough on Sunday, particularly in the red zone. A lot of that was circumstance. Bortles checked away from some red zone runs. But listening to Gus Bradley this week, it sounds as if Yeldon is going to get a lot more use moving forward. Now, Vicky from Arlington writes, Zone, you okay? You seem, I don't know, a bit tired. What up? Well, Vicky, I'll be real honest. I am tired. And it's got nothing to do with 4-7. I'm coming off Thanksgiving weekend. That's when I get Mrs. Ozone's Christmas decorations out of the garage. That's a job in and of itself. Then you pile Black Friday onto that. Well, let's just say if you were living in Ozone's world this time of year, you'd be a little tired too. Now, Vicky from Arlington writes, oh, stop it. You love it. I do.